Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and St. Martin de Porres, and his story begins now. St. Martin de Porres is famous for his miracles, which include multiplication, multiplying food, kind of like what we read about Jesus, multiplying food to help feed the monks and the poor. Many miracles of healing were attributed to his intercession. Saint Martin did extreme penance and spent long hours in prayer. Martin regularly performed miracles. He could levitate and biolocate, appear in two places at once, and communicate with animals. He died of a famed and much revered figure. Well, he died a famed and much revered figure in 1639. Miraculous cures were claimed at his tomb almost immediately after he was led by a papal inquiry in 1660. He is the patron saint of social justice, racial harmony, and mixed race people. Father unknown is the cold legal phrase sometimes used on baptismal records, half-breed or war souvenir is the cruel name inflicted by those of pure blood. Like many others, Martin might have grown to be a better man, but he did not. It was said that even as a child, he gave his heart and his goods to the poor and despised. He was the son of a freed woman of Panama, probably black, but also possibly of Indian, and a Spanish grande of Lima, Peru. His parents never married each other. Martin inherited the features and dark complexion of his mother. That irked his father, who finally acknowledged his son after 8 years. After the birth of a sister, the father abandoned the family. Martin was reared in poverty, locked in a low level of Lima society. When he was 12, his mother apprenticed him to a barber surgeon. Martin learned how to cut hair and also how to draw blood, a standard medical treatment then, care for wounds and prepare and administer medicines. After a few years in this medical apostolate, Martin applied to the Dominicans to be a lay helper, not feeling himself worthy to be a religious brother. After 9 years, the example of his prayer and penance, charity and humility led the community to request him to make full religious profession. Many of his nights were spent in prayer and penitential practices. His days were filled with nursing the sick and caring for the poor. It was particularly impressive that he treated all people regardless of their color, race, or status. He was instrumental in founding an orphanage, took care of slaves brought from Africa, and managed the daily alms of the priory with practicality as well as generosity. He became the procurator for both priory and city, whether it was a matter of blankets, shirts, candles, candy, miracles, or prayer. Priory was in debt. He said, "I am only a poor man. Sell me. I am the property of the order. Sell me." Side by side with his daily work in the kitchen, laundry, and infirmary, Martin's life reflected God's extraordinary gifts, ecstasies that lifted him into the air, light filling the room where he prayed, bilocation, miraculous knowledge, instantaneous cures, and a remarkable rapport with animals. His charity extended to beasts of the field and even to the vermin of the kitchen. He would excuse the raids of mice and rats on the grounds that they were underfed. He kept stray cats and dogs at his sister's house. Martin became a formidable fundraiser, obtaining thousands of dollars for dowries for poor girls so they could marry or enter a convent. Many of his fellow religious Martin as their spiritual director, but he continued to call himself a poor slave. He was a good friend of another Dominican saint of Peru, Rose of Lima. Racism is a sin almost nobody confesses. Like pollution, it is a sin of the world. That is everybody's responsibility, but apparently nobody's fault. One could hardly imagine a more fitting patron of Christian forgiveness on the part of those discriminated against, Christian justice on the part of reformed racists, than Martin de Porres. Saint Martin de Porres is often seen in statues, stained glass, and pictures holding a broom and a crucifix with a rosary around his neck and animals at his feet. His fellow friars knew of the deep devotion he had to the rosary, similar to his fellow cooperator, brother, friend, and contemporary, Marcius. And so that's the story of Saint Martin de Porres, a saint of all times. Thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints that give their lives to your teaching, Lord, and follow you with all their being, heart, mind, and soul. And they gave of themselves. Thank you for the role models of these great and precious saints. Thank you, Saint Martin de Porres, for your example today. Much needed for our time. And we pray for our priests, for our religious today. We pray for Pope Francis. Pray for all the clergy around the world today, in places that is not so different than the time of St. Martin. So we pray for all of our priests around the world today, because they have so much weighing in on their shoulders. We need to pray their hands up, just like they had to Moses, pray his hands up. So we need to pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And joyous prayer, joyous strength, joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that he is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Take special care of sick and dying priests and the ones most tempted. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. We must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. May the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. We pray that all those whom they seek to serve may see in them the love and care of Jesus, our eternal High Priest, who is Lord forever and ever. O Jesus, eternal High Priest, live in our priests, act in them, speak in and through them. Think your thoughts in their mind, love through their heart. Give them your own dispositions and feelings. Lead and guide them always. Correct, enlighten, and expand their thoughts and behavior. Incline them to constant adoration, Lord, and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. The deeds you do may be the only sermon some persons will hear today. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on them and sanctify them as your ardent servants, consecrated in holiness. Mold them into the true likeness of your Son, to be a compassionate shepherd to your people. Keep them steadfast in times of trial, ever faithful in obeying your will, and zealous in proclaiming Christ to the world. Lord Jesus, we, your people, pray to you for our priests. You have given them to us for our needs, and we pray for them in their needs. Let them see you face to face in the breaking of the Eucharistic bread. And when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And when you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary, when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Catholic Church and your priests, your clergy. Thank you, Lord, for your sacraments that they administer. So pray the rosary and go to Mass and receive the Eucharist in the state of grace, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Go often. Thank you, Lord. And we pray for our children. We pray for our families. We pray for good catechism that our parents, that parents will teach their children. And so we pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Whisper in the ears of them to run and hide until the danger passes. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and a member of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession. Obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Martin de Porres and Saint Nicholas and Saint Sebastian and Saint Maria Goretti and Saint Daphna and Saint Philomena and Saint Gianna and Saint Christopher and Saint Michael the Archangel and Saint Raphael the Archangel and Saint Gabriel the Archangel and Saint Monica and Saint Anthony, plus one is a crowd, the winning team. So thank you, Lord, for this great cloud of witnesses that they pray for us. Thank you, Lord, as we pray for our children. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And we pray for the end of abortion and that we respect life from it all ages, in all ages. And so now we move to our Stand in the Gap segment, Lord.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to What do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who've recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. And I pray for those in hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. And Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, He will wipe tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. But the old order of things has passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. And may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we remember what's happening in the Ukraine. And Israel, and Palestine, and Syria. We pray for peace, Lord, and an end to terrorism. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who have recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in this time of mourning, and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through this time. Amen. Lord, I humbly ask you to hear this prayer for those, the souls of who had just recently passed. Please allow them to transition into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins that they have weighing on their soul, and allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belongs to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who is crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. And Lord, I lift up to you the prodigals. Thank you, Lord, for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. We pray for our police officers and our first responders, our EMTs, nurses, and doctors. We pray for our armed forces, Lord. We pray for America. Give them courage, Lord, and hope and strength. And may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Lord, be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And Lord, we pray for the prisoner. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for all those in the hospitals, Lord, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. We pray for healing for all those diagnosed with illness. And Lord, we pray for the elderly. Lord, you promised to carry us even in our old age. And we pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are a spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses set throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Mother Mary. We love you, Saint Joseph, and our guardian angels.
This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, Pray for our children. Remember those who have gone before and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Whatsoever.
And I love that. Lord, you raise us up to more than we can be. And Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this day, Lord. Jesus is in every book in the Bible, found in every book in the Bible. Jesus is in every book in the Bible. This was a flash mob, Eucharistic flash mob in Ohio, in a busy downtown business section. They brought Jesus in the Eucharist, in the monstrance, and people rallied around to honor our Lord. It's really powerful when you think about it. Yeah, when you think about it, this is very powerful. Best kind of flash mob. This is the best kind. And people can have an encounter with Jesus Christ in settings such as this.
Jesus Christ is in every book of the Bible. In Genesis, Jesus is the seed of the woman. In Exodus, he is the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he is the priest, the altar, and the lamb of sacrifice. In Numbers, he is the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy, Jesus is the prophet, like Moses. come and kneel before him now. In Joshua, Jesus is the captain of our salvation. In Judges, he is our judge and lawgiver. In Ruth, he is our kinsman redeemer. In 1 and 2 Samuel, he is our trusted prophet. In Kings and Chronicles, he is our reigning king. In Ezra, he is the rebuilder of the broken down walls of human life. Come and kneel before him now. In Nehemiah, Jesus is our restorer. In Tobit, he is the messenger of the new life. In Judith, he is weakness turned into victory. In Esther, he is our advocate. In 1 and 2 Maccabees, he is the leader who dies for God's law. Come and kneel before him now. In Job, Jesus is our ever-loving redeemer. In Psalms, he is our shepherd. In Proverbs, he is our wisdom. In Ecclesiastes, he is our hope of resurrection. In the Song of Songs, he is our loving bridegroom. In Wisdom, he is the emanation of God's thought. In Ecclesiasticus, Jesus is our security. Come and kneel before him now. In Isaiah, Jesus is the suffering servant. In Jeremiah, he is the righteous branch. In Lamentations, he is our weeping prophet. In Baruch, he is the mercy from the Eternal One. In Ezekiel, he is the one with the right to rule. In Daniel, Jesus is the fourth man in the fiery furnace. Come and kneel before him now. In Hosea, Jesus is the faithful husband forever married to the sinner. In Joel, he is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit of fire. In Amos, he is the restorer of justice. In Obadiah, he is mighty to save. In Jonah, he is our great foreign missionary. In Micah, he is the feet of one who brings good news. Come and kneel before him now. In Nahum, Jesus is our stronghold in the day of trouble. In Habakkuk, he is God, my Savior. In Zephaniah, he is the King of Israel. In Haggai, he is the signet ring. In Zechariah, he is our humble king riding on a colt. In Malachi, Jesus is the Son of Righteousness. Come and kneel before him now. In Matthew, Jesus is God with us. In Mark, he is the Son of God. In Luke, he is the Son of Mary, feeling what you feel. In John, he is the bread of life. In Acts, Jesus is the Savior of the world. Come and kneel before him now. In Romans, Jesus is the righteousness of God. In 1 Corinthians, he is the resurrection. In 2 Corinthians, he is the God of all comfort. In Galatians, he is your liberty. He sets you free. In Ephesians, Jesus is the head of the church. Come and kneel before him now. In Philippians, Jesus is your joy. In Colossians, he is your completeness. In 1 and 2 Thessalonians, he is your hope. In 1 Timothy, he is your faith. In 2 Timothy, Jesus is your stability. Come and kneel before him now. In Titus, Jesus is truth. In Philemon, he is your benefactor. In Hebrews, he is your perfection. In James, he is the power behind your faith. In 1 Peter, he is your example. In 2 Peter, Jesus is your purity. Come and kneel before him now. In 1 John, Jesus is your life. In 2 John, he is your pattern. In 3 John, he is your motivation. In Jude, he is the foundation of your faith. In Revelation, Jesus is your coming king. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He is the architect of the universe and the manager of all time. He always was, he always is, he always will be, unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised and brought healing. He was pierced and eased pain. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and brought life. He is risen and brings power. He reigns and brings peace. The world can't understand him. The armies can't defeat him. Schools can't explain him, and the leaders can't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. The Pharisees couldn't confuse him. The people couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him. Hitler couldn't silence him. The New Age can't replace him. And the mainstream media can't explain him away. He is life, love, longevity, and Lord. He is goodness, kindness, gentleness, and God. He is holy, righteous, mighty, powerful, and pure. His ways are right. His words eternal. His rules unchanging. And his mind is on me. He is my Redeemer. He is my Savior. He is my God. He is my priest. He is my joy. He is my comfort. He is my Lord. And he rules my life.
It is so wonderful and so true. And this is Deeper Truth, Standing in the Gap with us and St. Martin de Tours. And tomorrow's sneak peek. The sneak peek for tomorrow will be St. Charles Borromeo. And so we thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. And so we will close today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And see you tomorrow. May the Lord's blessings and his grace shine upon you today. Good day.